is this appropriate to play? This is, I guess this is why they call it the blues. Terry Savage is here. She's very optimistic, and she will always find a way to find our money. She will always find a way, because there's money. You know, there's always a way to make money in a market. There's always a way to make money even in a economic turndown, whatever it happens to be. There's always a way. Isn't that right, Terry? Hold on. Hold on, Terry. There you are. Okay.
There I am.
There you are. Isn't that right, Terry?
Yeah, whatever you say is right.
That's what I thought. Okay. You know what? The first thing before we start taking phone calls at 312-981-7200, so line up if you've got questions about all of the different things that pertain to this moment, and there are many of them. But before we do that, before we get to the phone calls, you know, I think a lot of people may have slipped their minds, but next week, the 15th, which is Wednesday, is
like 5 days.
Tax day.
Yep.
Right? I mean, people have forgotten. If you decided, if you owe money to the government and you were going to pay it on April 15th and you got, oh, you know, don't worry about it, I got till July, it's here now.
Yeah, and it's worse than that. First of all, even if you didn't get your return done and you file for an extension, you have to send in the money. So you got to figure out what, more or less, what you owe. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, face penalties and interest. And there are a lot of people out there. They're entrepreneurs, independent contractors. Maybe they're retired and they live not only on Social Security but have some dividends or last year's RMDs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All of those things you owe quarterly estimated taxes on. You didn't have to pay in April, but now you have to pay two quarters of the quarterly estimated taxes. So you got to come up with a lot of money. A lot of people.
Yes,
I just wrote a check. Yep.
I would like to say that my accountant informed me of that yesterday, because we just got everything done. And he said, hey, by the way, now when you file on July 15th, this is the money you owe, because you would have paid it in June, but you didn't pay it in June. They moved it to July. Oh, you would have also paid it back in April. And I'm like, I owe what? To what?
Quarterly estimates.
Yeah.
So half a year of plus if you owed money on your tax return that you would have owed in April. So for a lot of people, it's going to be a surprise. I mean, I hope it's not a surprise. But it's a lot of money going into the government.
Yeah, all
not
at once.
As much as they're printing, but a lot of money.
that's absolutely true. All right, so the quarterly estimates, you got September 15th too. That's right around the corner.
That'll be coming up right away. Yes.
Yeah. So that's
don't
important.
Go shopping, which will destroy the economy.
Right now,
but maybe they should raise taxes. Right? Not.
If you are withholding, if you do, this doesn't apply to you necessarily, but it just is it's a way that people who do, you know, the small businesses and things like that,
right.
that's how that goes. And it was good to not worry about it in April. We had enough to worry about in April, but you know, they always going to have to pay the tax man. That's the deal. So,
you know, remember that old saying, nothing's sure but death and taxes. It's in the year of the coronavirus. Nothing sure but death and taxes, more so than ever.
That is really true. All right, so just remember that next week people got to do that. And if you haven't done it, you get on the computer and start working on it.
One other thing.
Yes.
A lot of people, I mean, they said something like 90% of tax returns now are electronic. But if you are sending a paper return to the government, get it certified return receipt requested. A lot of people, when they hear us talking about taxes, are saying to themselves, so let me add this, but I never even got my tax refund, and I sent my taxes in March. Yes, there are literally lots and lots and lots of people who did not get their tax refund. Probably their paper returns sat there. They came in the week that the IRS sent everybody home in March for the coronavirus thing. They are paying interest at the rate of 5% for the second quarter that ended June 30th, 3%, all the way going back to April 15th, they'll pay you interest. That will come separately probably from your tax refund. A lot of people are wondering, did they ever get my tax return? Why didn't I get my refund? That's why the people that came back to work were working on the stimulus checks, sending those out. So the IRS is a mess. That's small consolation if you're waiting for a refund.
Right. And
but
I know,
send your tax return in certified return receipt requested if you're mailing it.
You know, it's funny. I'm doing my parents' taxes, too, now, because my dad passed away, so I have to do that. This is the funniest thing. I mean, it's not funny that he passed away, but he passed away, and he has to pay taxes. Isn't that the craziest thing?
Sure, but death and taxes, right, and they're going to get you one way or the other.
And I'm like, okay, give the guy a break, would you? And my mom, she's always sent in a paper return.
Right.
And I'm explaining to her that, well, I'm going to handle it for you this year. We're going to do it electronically. And she's like completely freaked out by the notion of it.
I can understand that. I absolutely understand that. So you can print out a copy of it for her.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to have her sign a bunch of things and then put it in an envelope. And then I'll seal it. I go, I'll mail it for you. And she'll just feel that much better about it. It'll be okay.
Yes, it's a generational thing. I know. Yeah. I know because I straddle that. I mean, I've been reporting about electronics and taxes for so long, but I still have this certified mail return receipt requested, please feeling.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, so you can show it to the IRS agent. It'll roll their eyes when they see it. All right, well, come to the phone calls of yours at 312-981-7200. Terry Savage is here. Savage Truth, terrysavage.com. If you want to go on to her blog and leave her a message. Stimulus checks, PPP, any of the stuff that's you've got a business right now and you're trying to figure out how you're going to navigate through the tax environment, she can give you advice on that. Also, where do you put your money? Where's the market really going here? She talks to the experts all the time. She can tell you what they say. She may not share an exact opinion, but she will tell you what the experts are telling you. So your phone calls. It's up to you. 312-981-7200. Here is Lauren Lapka, traffic and the weather. Terry Savage is joining us right now. TerrySavage.com. All right. I just noticed something on the phone line, Terry. You know, this is a time where we have people just, we've been doing this for weeks. We've been helping people out, finding money, helping people with their queries, with their questions, their concerns about everything that's happening here, whether it's in their marketplace or they're small business owners. They want PPP loans, whatever it happens to be. And Ed is on WGN. And Ed, say hello to Terry.
Hi, Terry. How are you?
Hi, Ed.
This is Ed Wehmer.
Ed Wehmer, Terry.
Oh, for goodness sake. Oh, my goodness.
From Wintrust.
I was just listening to that wonderful commercial you ran about Chicago being the greatest city.
Yes, this is the guy that invented Wintrust right here.
The best banker in Chicago, no question.
Without question.
Without question.
That is true. All right.
Hey, Terry, I got a question for you.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Is it a U, a V, or a Nike swoosh? And what do you think of the money supply?
Okay, first of all, I think it reminds me of a slinky. Remember the old slinkies? That's how old I am, and you remember them because you are too. They were coils of spirally metal, and they would go down the stairs, and they would get all tangled up, and you'd think you had them under control, and they'd go slinking around. I think it's a slinky. I've never said that before, but it's uncontrollable right now. It's moving back and forth in ways that are indescribable. Now, Ed, you're a banker. You love money. The more money, the better. I mean, I know bankers. I was even married to a banker once for a while. Now, all I can say is they have created so much money out of thin air, and the Fed promises to create more money, in an effort to keep us from sliding into the 1930s again. And at some point, we should both live long enough to see how it gets resolved. It will get resolved. And I think one thing that you must be looking at, Ed, even though you might not admit it, but I am, is the price of gold, which has now crept over $1,800 an ounce, within $100 an ounce of its all-time high. And gold, not because gold is better than the dollar or any currency, but because for millennia, not just hundreds of years, but thousands of years, gold is where people went when they were worried about paper currency, whether it was Germany in the 30s, whether it was the U.S. dollar in the 70s. And I'm telling you that I'm watching the price of gold, and it's telling me the smart money is worried about all the dollars that have been created. Now, you tell me what you think.
Well, I agree with you. I think gold and hard assets where you have to go. I just bought a farm in Iowa for that reason. So I my kids go, where do you go to the farm, Dad? I think you have to be in hard assets right now because eventually it's going to catch up with us.
Yeah, that is a that is true. It's a little dire, right? I mean, it's hard to imagine this. And America's always bounced back in some way. And we bounce back sometimes in a surprisingly quickly from things that people didn't anticipate that we would. But this is a little different because this is global, right, Ed? And isn't that one of the issues here is that there's really no safe harbor? One of the reasons that the Dow is doing as well as it is that there's really no other place for the world to put its money to make a bet. Let's put it that way. Isn't this the best bet?
I agree with you 100% on that. You have to wonder if it's smart money or dumb money because, you know, the market's trading at pretty high multiples right now, and they're betting on better things coming next year with a cure for the virus.
Right.
How you doing on that road, by the way?
I'm working on it. I'm pretty close. I'm doing it in my bathtub.
But I think the recovery is going to be not a V, but a U with a little longer bottom. People want to be back. People want it to be back, which is really important.
Right. They're optimistic about it.
Well, Ed and I agree, and we've talked about this before. You never count America out, but we've made some big mistakes here along the way in terms of being able to get our economy moving again just because of this pandemic. Ed, I want to ask you a question. I get to ask a question now. We have an election coming in the fall. One thing I think we know that means is both parties are out to buy our votes, so there'll be another round of stimulus. So when you talk about money, there's going to be more money shoved into the economy. But do you think the markets are already worried about, A, the prospects that the Democrats win some form of control, presidency or both houses or something like that, and really raise taxes? How do you think that would really hit not only the markets but the economy in the future?
It would kill the economy right now. You've got to continue to loosen the regulatory constraints, and you've got to let business go. If business doesn't go, you're going to be out of luck. And I think that although you look at the polls, and I have to be apolitical in my position, and I kind of am, but I think there's going to be a huge backlash against the intelligentsia that's out there right now, and I again believe that people want to go back. They were pretty happy before the pandemic hit. Everybody's working.
Yeah.
They're feeling the unemployment's doing great. Wages are moving. Everybody's feeling pretty good about themselves. And now they just want to get back to that. So I think the American electorate's going to be pretty smart on that. But we'll see. If the Democrats get in, especially if the total left side gets in, the market is not going to do very well for the next few years.
Well, let me ask you this, though. Ed Wehmer from Wintrust and Terry Savage, terrysavage.com. This is like, it's like we're playing a pickup game of basketball and Jordan walked in the room. That's exactly what just happened here, Terry.
More like Pete Myers.
Well, all right. Well, at least an NBA player walked in. All right. So one of the things, I know what you're saying, that they want deregulation. I know what you mean when you say, you know, the intelligentsia, people are turning against the science a little bit here because the science, they seem very like prigs. You know, they're too proper about it, and people just want to go do their thing. The other side of that is, if this thing does continue to make people, that grows wildly, will the potential horror of the coverage of that, or the horror of the experience that individual will have in their lives, where they're going to have older people in their families are going to get very sick and potentially die, younger people are going to get the complications that we don't really talk about, that they don't expect. Is that going to, by its nature, slow up the economy because people won't want to go out? It will have less to do with what they're hearing and more to do with what they're seeing.
Well, you know, my son came down with COVID. He got it from his girlfriend who was up at Chuck's in Lake Geneva, of all places. And he stays, and he's healthy as a horse now. And I think the strain has lessened a little bit. Not to denigrate the seriousness of it, but I think it's something we're going to have to live with for a little while. It depends on the response of government to deal with it. And if they shut us down again, there'll be another massive load of stimulus coming, which is only going to kick the can down the road in terms of too much money in the economy chasing too few products and services.
Yeah. Excellent point. Wow.
If we only had some intelligent, scientifically based leadership, I know we could navigate our way through this.
Ed, is it too late to run for president?
Me?
Yeah.
You want to see skeletons dance out of a closet? CNN would have a field day with me.
Oh, I kind of think the days of that are over.
If you were my vice president, I might have a chance.
Yeah, all right, there we go. I like the
now,
way.
Ed, I just want to say something. You were the number one banker in Chicago. You made more PPP loans when companies couldn't get the loans. You were the one that made it possible, and I'm not just talking about the famous people, the big companies and everything. You were out there making loans to small businesses. I have to ask you one question. Is there any PPP money left? Because I know they extended it. And do you expect another round? Of course, there's going to be another stimulus package. Everybody's trying to buy your vote. But do you expect the PPP will come back? And is there any money left right now?
There's about $135 billion left. They pushed it to August 8th, you know, the cutoff date. Mm-hmm. You've got another month left to apply. We are now in both sides. We're in the forgiveness side, and we're still giving loans out. So the money is there if you qualify, and you can get go through it. But the process is not. They made the process after 54. What do they call them? Temporary, whatever, regulations, temporary permanent regulations or whatever. The money is there. They made it easier to get. And if you haven't gotten it, you should go to your bank and get it right now.
Right.
And there's no reason not to.
And now I have one more question. I know you're running out of time. We'll probably have a news break. But if someone got a PPP loan, used it properly, has gotten forgiveness, can they go back to the trough and get another PPP loan?
No, they cannot. Have to be a whole new ball game. You're allowed one time through by the SBA. You get one ETRAN number, and that's it. It was kind of interesting that we had a number of people come in, pay it back, and then they were allowed to come back and get money. Because you're all worried because, the government is not exactly the best counterparty to deal with on this stuff. Take it from somebody who took TARP and didn't need it. But now they're being pretty good about it. So if you haven't gotten it, call your bank and go get it.
Call Wintrust.
Yes.
Because they're helpful.
Ed Wehmer, the inventor of Wintrust, right there. A great Chicagoan, a great philanthropist, a great economic mind. And he called us on the caller line, Terry. I'm telling you, it's like pickup basketball. Jordan walks in the gym, lights us up for 65, and walks out. All right, here's what we're going to do. I want to get to the phone calls, though. So, Terry, can you hold on? We'll get to some of these phone calls have been holding for us. And
Ed, love you, Ed.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Ed. Appreciate it.
Be healthy, Ro.
Thank you, my friend. You too. And to your family.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Terry,
that was the coolest thing I've done in a long, long time.
Me too. Because the producer goes, hey, it's Ed. It's Ed Wehmer. It's what? All right. Hold on. We'll come right back to your phone calls at 312-91-7200 right after the news, right here at the bottom of the hour. Kim Gordon. All right, Terry Savage is still with us, and where you want to get your phone calls, people, and holding on. And Ed Wehmer from Wintrust Bank just called on the 312-981-7200 Team Hochberg phone line as a caller to ask Terry questions. And then, as I mentioned, when Michael Jordan steps onto your play lot to play basketball with you, you got to talk to him. All right, so here is you got to play with him, and that's exactly what happened. Terry, let's get to the phones. 312-981-7200 is our telephone number, the Team Hochberg phone line. Here's Peter. Go ahead, Peter.
Thank you, Ro. Thank you, Terry, for taking my call. I have two real quick questions. I have a refund, a federal refund coming of about $250, and I owed $440 from last year, and I've been paying that off in $50 increments a month. I think I'm almost done, but I haven't gotten the refund. So are they possibly applying this year's refund to pay off the balance on the federal, what I owe this year? Is that a possibility?
That is an interesting question because many times if you get a refund, you can ask to have it applied toward your taxes next year. But it depends on how you filed your taxes last year. If you asked for the refund, then it's entirely possible that they wouldn't have applied a credit against this year and that the refund is, quote, in process in their screwed up systems. So if I wanted to avoid a penalty, I would pay in what I owe this year and then hope you get the refund back in the next month or so when they get around to it.
Sure. Is there a way I can track that or find out what the balance is?
There is no way you can find out anything about your situation from the IRS. And I have people in dire situations calling me, you know, I'm on a payment plan, and I've sent in checks for the last 3 months, someone said to me, and I can't, sure, and the checks aren't cashed. You know, those people went home, they aren't cashing. The checks, I know that automatically at tax time, I've been to Kansas City, Missouri, years ago, actually, with the TV crew, and they slid open the envelopes with the checks. That was in the days when everybody paid by check. But sure, they just seem to let it sit when they send everybody home.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, and I found electronically, and a real quick follow-up, I was listening, I felt like somebody following Robin Williams after that distinguished guest you last had.
No.
And, that was quite... But
yeah,
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's like, don't ever let it be said that we don't get interesting callers on this program.
No,
I was also equating it to, it's like we would be sitting here, talking about songwriting, with somebody who's just written a song, and then Paul McCartney calls. That would be exactly the same thing. Peter, I really appreciate it. Let me get to another call here before we got to go. Jerry, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Jerry.
Thank you, Ro. Thank you, Terry. I was calling because one of my sons who filed independently or as an individual for 2019, still has not received a stimulus check.
Okay, quick question, Jerry. In 2018, did you declare him a dependent?
In 2018, I did.
Yeah, I figured that. So it's likely that the first thing they did when they started sending out checks was they scanned Social Security numbers, and anybody who was a dependent in 2018, a lot of people still haven't filed 2019, we're just about to, and they wrote him off as a dependent. Now, because he filed on his own in 2019, he would be entitled. So what he's going to have to do is wait till he files in 2020 and claim the stimulus amount against the tax return he files in 2021 for 2020 income. With me? That's the only way he's going to get it. He won't get it in a direct check because they immediately said, no, this kid doesn't get it. He was a dependent.
Got it.
But because he filed independently, and you didn't put him as a dependent in 2019, did you?
I did not.
Yeah, okay. So he has a shot if things work out well with the IRS.
Yeah, but he's got to file now. If he hasn't filed, he's got to file by Wednesday because that's...
That's his 2019 return. And he's already filed 2019, independent. Right. You didn't declare him as a dependent. So next year, in April, when he files his 2020 return for this year, he can claim a credit of $1,200 because he should have been entitled because he filed a 2019 return.
All right. There we go.
He wasn't a dependent on your return.
It did feel a little like a shell game, but I think I understood exactly what you were saying. Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate it. Terry Savage, terrysavage.com. Let's hope we have this kind of luck next week. Thank you. All right. Let us tell you that Mr. Richard Roper is going to be joining us coming up talking about the Tom Hanks movie, which is coming to your television tonight or tomorrow. The new Tom Hanks movie, Greyhound. He'll tell us if it's worth getting Apple TV Plus if you don't already have it.